Preparing to delve in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, hey, how are you? Welcome back to The Mine. I am, of course, Citanium, and hope you've made yourself comfortable, because I have something that I'd like to talk to you about. You know, it's easy for me to talk about recent games that came out, but why make things easy on ourselves? I think that we should talk about some older games, which is actually something I've been going back and trying to play as of late. One of those games that I got a chance to play, and I'm actually playing it on stream right now, is the one and only Deus Ex. Now, I've said on a couple occasions that Deus Ex is my favorite game of all time. Now, the reason I've said that is because it kind of is. One of the things that I used to do with Deus Ex was, ever since it came out in 2000, when I had my old original iMac, I would use it on my current gen system to see how well it played. And I have to tell you that when I originally had that game, considering the fact that it was actually pretty processor heavy at the time that it came out, remember this is 20 years ago, it actually ran very slowly on an iMac, believe it or not. I think it took something like 10 minutes to actually load up the game, probably more, and I'm just trying to, you know, shorthand it. I can't really remember. But then, in between different scenes, just trying to get from one area to another, noting that this isn't on any particularly high graphic settings or anything like that, it probably took about 5 minutes between individual scenes every time you hit a load point. And there are several of those in the game. So by the time I get on to the next iteration of my iMac, I was able to cut that down a bit, and suddenly, oh, it only takes 5 minutes to load up the game, and it only takes like 3 minutes to get into the next area. That's a huge improvement. And then, by the time I got to Max that used OS X, I no longer had the ability to even play my Deus Ex disc, because it didn't work for 10. And then, when I got my Mac Mini, I still didn't have the ability to play Deus Ex because it no longer had a CD slot at all. So, you might have imagined my joy, my jubilation, when I got my new gaming PC, the Beast, that I have running right now, and still working out some of the kinks. But, you know, it's going pretty well. Anyway, the idea that on winter sale, GOG had Deus Ex, the one and only, for like $1. And I could pick it up, and I could try it out on the new system and see how it played. And I'm very happy to tell you that, yeah, there's a notable difference now. Actually, the fun thing about it is that we've actually looped around on ourselves to a point where it actually plays so well and has such low load screens and has such high processing power that the game in its original form doesn't actually work very well. One of the things I did before I tried streaming was I went into the training just to see how the training would work in the original out-of-the-box Deus Ex experience. And what I found was that it doesn't. It actually doesn't. Even on the highest possible graphic settings that you can set it at, you run like you are the Roadrunner in a Looney Tunes cartoon. It's instantaneous from here to there. You hear your footsteps go all across the floor. People are talking to you and you have like the voice thing, but they don't even finish what they're saying because the processor is moving so quickly that after about 2 seconds of them saying something, the whole thing cuts out, and you could no longer hear what they have to say. And true, a lot of this is probably on default settings. You could probably go in and try and modify a ton of stuff on it, but this is the out-of-the-box experience now, because this game came out 20 years ago, and it probably never assumed that it had to think about what modern hardware on high-performance systems today would be delivering. So this is just something that they had not accounted for. It makes it very difficult to play the game. I will tell you that right up at the front, because you'll have to do some things like, I don't know, jump over gaps. And if you instantaneously move forward, timing that becomes incredibly difficult. Also, your stealth aspects and trying to disarm bombs and all of that is basically impossible in a scenario where the game is just running way faster than it was ever meant to run and everything's getting cut off intermittently. I went to go and disarm a bomb in that mode. And what I got greeted with was about a half a second to hit the right button before the whole thing went up and exploded in my face. So it's not particularly advisable to do that right out of the gate. And apparently if you go into the actual system files, you can fix that. But nevertheless, the point is, out of the box, not great. But luckily, they have done something great, which is that they've provided something called Deus Ex Revision, which is this very large mod that actually modernizes the game and lets it function properly on new hardware. And it's terrific. It adds a lot of new modes, a lot of high-definition graphic textures and stuff like that. So a much better experience, runs the way you would expect the game to run. And of course, now that it's on modern systems and everything, it also is, the load screens are non-existent. You get right into the game immediately, boom, it takes you like half a second to move between load screens now, mostly just so that it can show you that there was a load screen. That's pretty much all you're looking at. So the experience overall, the actual user experience, is tremendous compared to what it once was. But why is it my favorite game? Well, for a lot of reasons. One, it's just such an interesting idea. It's an action game, but it likes to focus itself between action and stealth. The great thing about Deus Ex, when it originally came out, compared to some of the other games that were in its genre, especially stealth-related games, is that it really encouraged you to play in a variety of ways. The first thing that happens when you hit the ground running is you're on Liberty Island. When you're on Liberty Island, they basically give you this task. The task is that there are terrorists, they've taken over the Statue of Liberty, you have to find the head of that organization. He's up in the tower, up at the top of the statue. You gotta go get him. How do you want to go about that? Do you want to, you know, just take out everybody left and right? Do you want to be non-lethal? Do you want to be stealthy? Do you want to go straight assault? Do you want to go through the front doors? Do you want to go around the back of the building? Do you want to try to go through the tunnels system? Do you want to invest in something like strength mods so that you can actually jump up over the top of the building and, you know, try to climb up to the higher levels, bypassing the whole thing? Do you want to use stealth tactics and hacking, maybe? Hacking ability to hack into the cameras and hack into the turrets and open up the doors and stuff. Maybe have the turrets do the work for you. Do you want to talk to some of the people that are around and use conversation abilities to try and get information on, like getting a key code so that you can get in through the front of the door? The options are varied and vast right up at the front. And that's the great thing about it, because for the remainder of the game, every scenario that you go through will encourage you to do exploration, but will also encourage you to try a variety of things and see what works for you. That's the beauty of the game, and of the series as a whole, really. Why is it such an interesting story? Well, it's an interesting story because it is one of the most convoluted stories you will ever hear. Basically, imagine every conspiracy theory ever thought up by man. Every shadow organization, everything, all the way to, like, Area 51 aliens, but the Illuminati and the Knights Templar and every other group that you could possibly imagine, in some way probably factors into the story of Deus Ex, except all of these things are now real. And all of these things are very relevant to the storyline. As you go through set piece after set piece, trying to uncover what is really going on behind the scenes. And it's kind of fascinating. It is impenetrable because even after playing it so many times, I really can't tell you exactly what's going on in the story. I have a general idea. But once it all wraps up, you're still kind of curious as to exactly who was doing what and when and where. But the great thing about it is that at the end of the day, it's sort of a game that goes through set piece after set piece on this magical adventure. You can almost think of it as what was the movie that came out? Remember how Dan Brown had, you know, like the Da Vinci Code and all of those? But if you were to really look at those books and everything, it's mostly like beautiful set piece to a beautiful set piece to a beautiful set piece in an action scenes. You know, something like that. Well, Deus Ex is sort of like that, but as a game, and with a much, much more detailed storyline in each part as you go through, with a lot of characters that have their own motivations that you get to learn about. Is it quite as customizable in terms of how you interact with the environment as some later games are? Not necessarily, but you do find that as you go from one place to another place, actions and things that you did in the previous section are part and parcel to what happens in the next set piece. In fact, I would say that Deus Ex is the example that you could give for not having an open world game. Because while each individual section is open in its way, when you move on from that to the next level, you never go back to that. Even in the times where you will return to an area, the area is now completely changed. It's changed because we're further along in the storyline. You never go back to the same place as it was before. So you gotta do what you wanna do there before you move on to the next thing. But the great thing about it is that if any game was going to make a case against the idea of having that open world, it is Deus Ex, for the very same reason that I just discussed. Being able to see the results of your actions and know that, no, the world is not in a constant state. You are moving through this story. Time is flowing on, and things that you do are going to matter into the future, and you can't go back, and there's no take-backs. In this scenario, you've moved on from that last thing. After you leave New York and you move on to the other areas, the things that you did in New York are going to matter, especially when you go back to New York, and especially when you go on to other places as the game progresses. And that is the kind of thing that you could not do with more like the Ubisoft sandbox model, or the Rockstar sandbox model. You just can't, because the world always has to be open, and you have to have all points available to you at the end of the game. At the end of Deus Ex, it just ends. You have a conclusion, and the game is over. Now, that's not necessarily everybody's cup of tea, especially if you like open-world sandboxes, but if you were ever going to see an example of why level-to-level with smaller open areas that in a more linear fashion work, Deus Ex is probably the best example I can give. Now, while I can tell you that the game is great, and it does play great, I will say that there are some things going back to it now that I did not think about before. One, it is a little harder than I remember. Maybe just because I've been away from it for so long. But, you know, you can die pretty easy, especially if you don't have a lot of equipment on you right away. And while I do appreciate the fact that you can do non-lethal runs, which is what I'm trying to do, you do start to realize that in some ways it does make your life a lot easier if you just start shooting things. But the fact that they give you those options is really encouraging. I had forgotten probably more about the game than I ever remembered, like how long the original thing in New York is and how many different parts there are to that story before you ever move on. But in terms of the series as a whole, I would say that it is superior to the other installments that would come later. Not that I didn't enjoy those. Invisible War, though, I would say probably like a little bit of a step down from that. Human Revolution, thought, came in real strong. I liked it as a structure. I was a little bit I was a little bit perplexed as to why it seemed Adam Jensen, in what is essentially a prequel to Deus Ex, seemed to have better tech under his belt. Maybe because he was a mechanical aug and not a nano-augmented agent like JC. But it seemed like he was pretty effective with what he had gotten, and why would we be going to nano-augmentation if there's such great mechanical augmentations like Adam had? And eventually you get to Mankind Divided, which actually did have more of a hub world with Prague, although every time you go back to Prague, and again, very similar to the original game with New York, has changed significantly. So you can go back to a lot of places in this more open world of Prague, but after you've gone through those missions, Prague is not the same as it was before. So the series as a whole, I have always liked, and I have always appreciated, and I have played all of those games multiple times for no other reason than I just enjoyed it. But you can't quite beat the original for what it did, and the kind of ideas that it spawned in creating a real stealth, but also action, but also just play the way you want kind of atmosphere. It had not really been done all that much. Not in the way that Deus Ex presented, especially not as like an action game. You might have seen it in RPGs, but not really as an action game. And there are RPG elements, but not nearly as heavy as like an RPG as you think about it. Now, years down the road, we would end up with a lot of other games that would take these ideas and would make them into something else. Make them into something new and in some ways a lot larger and a lot of times open world. Some of those examples are other games, some of my other favorite games actually, like Knights of the Old Republic, which also had a lot of choice and consequence associated with it, and the things that you do matter. And there are some places that you can't go after you leave those places, but a lot of them are returnable now. So you do have a little bit more of an open world atmosphere on multiple planets. When it comes to Fallout, Fallout's a good example of that. With the karma system and what you end up doing in the game, Fallout 3, and then of course when you get to New Vegas, where, again, your consequences of your actions are on full display. And those are more open-world settings. So they took some of the ideas of Deus Ex, and they translated them into much larger scope. But that doesn't mean that Deus Ex isn't still great in its own regard. And I would encourage anybody who is interested in playing it to go out and buy it. Usually on sale, you can get it for under $1, and the revision mod is completely free. And you can just boot it up alternately in that. I feel like it's the kind of game that a lot of people probably don't know about, especially the younger generation that's out here, because it came out before they were born. But that definitely means that it's something worth going back and exploring in greater detail. There's so many great games that unfortunately are now old enough, and it's just weird to say that about video games, isn't it? That there's video games that are now like antique video games to the point where the new generation playing video games doesn't even remember these old games. But that's what we have, especially with games that came around 2000 or earlier. Could I recommend other games that are like Deus Ex? Well, yeah, I kind of named a few of them. But if you're looking for the stealth aspect, I would say if you're looking for just the stealthy aspect of Deus Ex, there are some other examples that did just the stealth better. One of my favorite series in that regard is Splinter Cell. In fact, if you go to like Splinter Cell, the third installment, that would be Chaos Theory. And more Chaos Theory than other installments, maybe Blacklist goes in here too, where they actually give you a little bit more leeway in how you approach different missions. Yeah, there's definitely a little bit of Deus Ex inspiration in that. There's not quite as much in the way of choice, like cause and effect. That was there a little bit in Double Agent, where you have to make some decisions on who you are going to show loyalty to throughout the course of the game, and that does affect it a little bit. But in terms of just being able to choose the way you're playing that game throughout, by the time they got to Chaos Theory, Splinter Cell really encouraged people to try different things. And it might not always work, but when it does, it is a beautiful thing. And you feel like you've actually done it yourself. I love that. I really do. Okay, so it might be a little bit strange for me to be doing a Cytanium Mine where we're talking about a game that has been out for 20 years, because I'm usually talking about new ones that I'm playing. But I felt like since this was one that I have been doing on stream recently, it was worth digging into a little bit more and explain to people why I wanted to, why I like it so much. So hopefully I'll be doing a few more of these. Probably when I start streaming the next game or the game after that, I'll be able to talk to you a little bit more in detail about that. But for now, please mind your head and your toes and all of your other extremities while you get into the minecart. As always, don't forget the combination to the safe, which I will tell you if you can grab me something from the bar. Are you still listening? No. Great. Well, no combination for you.